Welcome to Earthwise, reflections on earth-based spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the sign of Capricorn. January 8th was my birthday, and so I'm going to indulge myself a little and talk about Capricorn, my sun sign, and the sun sign of all those born at the new year, between the winter solstice and mid-January. But since everyone has Capricorn somewhere in their astrological charts, this piece is for everybody, for Capricorn has particular significance for all of us as we step through the threshold of this new year. Capricorn is often pictured simply as a goat, but it is actually one of the more complex signs of the zodiac because while it does have the head and upper torso of a goat, it also has the tail of a fish. This chimera-like quality makes Capricorn uniquely suited to lead us into the new year because for this endeavor, we need both the goat and the fish. The goat was one of the earliest animals domesticated by humans. Its small size and docile herd mentality made it easy for humans to manage, and it became a major source of meat and milk. Any animal that figured this importantly for human survival eventually acquired sacred significance too, and indeed the goat figures large in the mythologies of many cultures. The Norse god Thor and the Greek god Zeus, among many others, had wagons pulled by goats. Since Thor and Zeus were sky and thunder gods, they needed to ascend the high mountain peaks to touch the heavens. And the nimbleness and agility of the goat admirably suited this animal to this divine task. But long before sky gods harnessed up their goat-drawn wagons so they could reach the heavens, the goat goddess prevailed in myth and legend as the mother and nurturer of the universe. It was the Greek goat goddess Amalthea whose divine milk suckled the gods, and in particular Zeus. The word Capricorn means goat horn, and Amalthea's horn was the cornucopia, the horn of plenty, which fed the entire world. Norse myth had the goat goddess Heidrun, who lived in the topmost branches of the world tree, eating of its divine leaves. From this pinnacle, Heidrun's udders gave forth the sacred mead or milk that flowed down into the roots of the world tree and suckled the entire world. But Capricorn's goat also had the tail of a fish. This is because Capricorn, born at the winter solstice, is the dweller on the threshold between darkness and light. The darkness is the mother sea, the limitless ocean of potential, and the light is the power to turn potential into form. The fish who swims freely in the watery deep of the unconscious now gives a mighty swish of her tail and propels her goat half up to the top of the highest mountain peak. Capricorn's leap can be a scary ordeal, an initiation experience. We have to prevail against all those constraints that have held us back in the past. But Capricorn's fishtail helps us leap beyond our old constraints, carrying both the lessons we have learned from the watery deep and the urge to manifest these lessons on the earthy mountain peaks of our lives. Thus, Capricorn is the ideal companion with whom to step through the threshold of the new year. Capricorn is often seen as materialistic, ambitious, focused on economic security and getting things done. These attributes are useful for achieving one's goals, but beneath Capricorn's serious and reserved exterior is hidden the sheer joy of leaping through the threshold and toward the sun. Capricorns are said to be old when young and young when old, finally feeling free to show their playful, capricious side, that is, their goat-like selves, capering about like their name implies, enjoying the thrill of the climb and the pleasure of breathing the rarefied mountaintop air. Everyone has Capricorn somewhere in their astrological charts, even if it's not their sun sign. So, where in your life does the fish-tailed goat reside, ready to leap with you through the threshold of this new year, toward your goals and aspirations? Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.